Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and I am joined at the Linda today by Northampton, Massachusetts band Winter Pills. Their fifth album, All My Lovely Goners, was released in February of this year, and they are playing at the Steamer 10 Theater on May 4th as part of the Eclectic Performance Series. Their build is appearing as special guest to Rosary Beard, a new project that teams Capital Region musicians Matthew Carefully, Nate Loiacono, and Hunter Sagehorn. It is Rosary Beard's CD release party. Winter Pills will be there playing their fantastic music, too. Winter Pills have five members in their full iteration, but we have a trio version here today. Philip Price, Flora Reed, and Brian Akey, welcome to the roundtable.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you for having us.
So, a cliched question, but give us the band origin story, please.
Winter time at Dennis's house.
Our electric guitar player.
Yes, he's our electric guitar player. Everyone had been through some hell in their personal lives, and we ended up hanging out at Dennis's house and playing music, just cover songs, kind of an indoor campfire. It was a hellish winter, as I recall. and it was kind of born out of that. Unambitious, just friends playing music together, and before we knew it, we'd been playing shows for about a year and decided maybe we should make a go of it in a somewhat bigger way. Recorded the first album.
And now you've been performing and recording for about 7 years? That's about right.
I think we're in our eighth now.
Eighth, okay. Yeah. And have there been any major changes or evolutions in the interspersing years?
We're exactly the same. No. five albums in, and I think we're a slow-growing vine, and we've just... the music has evolved, but we haven't really... There hasn't been any... giant seismic shifts. It's just been a kind of slow growth for everybody in the band. And does that state it well enough, Flora, you think?
Perfectly stated.
Good.
I like it.
Great. She's my editor.
Cool. What's the first song we're going to hear?
This is from the new one, and it's called Amazing Sky. It's track two, I think, for those of you keeping track of those things. Ready? Storm.
You released All My Lovely Goners on a gorgeous double vinyl LP. Why did you want to do that?
Sorry?
Why did you want to do that?
Because we wanted to make something exceptionally lovely for fans and for ourselves. And I think we were very proud of the record overall and the art that went into it. Worked with an artist named Liliana Pereira in our area, and a bunch of photographs that I took, and we combined all these together, and we think the art just came out so beautiful, and we just wanted to go whole hog.
And you, obviously, correct me if I'm wrong, funded it through a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So for people who aren't familiar, how does Kickstarter work?
It's crowdsourcing for funding, you know, through the internet. You just connect with your fans through the website and stay what you're doing and how much you want to raise and pray.
I think it's pretty great, right?
We exceeded our goal, so it was great. We had a little bit left over.
Awesome. I've used it as a supporter a few times, and I think it's just it's cool to be able to give a group you like $5 or $10,
yep,
which is not a lot of money, to just help them get their art out there.
It's great. It's basically like, you know, buying whatever they're doing in advance. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it spells for the most part. But
when you share a bill or open for another group, how does that happen? Is it like management sets it up, or personal relationships, or a combination?
It's a combination.
Any combination of things? Or
yeah, it's happened where we've been approached by bands, management, or you know, friends of friends, people we know. So
sometimes just asking favors.
Who are some of the people you've performed with so far that you're proudest of or had the best time? Just some favorites.
Oh,
there's been a lot.
We did, actually, we played right here in this room we're in with Grantley Phillips. We did two tours with him, and that was great. We were going out as a trio, so Mr. Akey wasn't with us, unfortunately, but but not forgotten.
We did some shows with Lisa Germano, who's one of my personal favorites.
Mine too.
Really great.
I enjoyed. We did a run with Cake. We did a Northeast tour. Where
we played in Albany with Cake.
We played the Palace.
Right.
We took the Palace.
You know what? I was there.
You were at that show?
I was. That's right. I hadn't thought of it today, but I was at that show. That was great.
That was fun. Yeah,
was
we went out. We did like two stints with them, and it was... We were always grateful and amazed and like, interesting pairing. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well,
that was the case. Their manager was a fan. He heard us and liked us, and he put us in touch, and we all got along.
But we loved that whole experience. I hope we can do it again.
What's the next song?
This song, Flora over here is going to take the lead on this one, and this is called The Sun Is Alone. Ready?
I'm ready. Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc, and my guests today are Winter Pills. You guys went to South by Southwest last month.
We did, yes.
Had you been before?
Yes.
We have. I think this was our fourth time there.
What do you like about South by?
Tacos. it's really madness trying to sometimes figure out why you're there. You know, what am I doing here with over 2,000 bands? You know, just trying to make some kind of impact. I mean, it's mostly about meeting people that you have just emailed or spoken with on the phone. Like for me, that's kind of
seeing them in
the best
person.
Part of it is making those connections.
That happened a couple times.
Yeah, and then stumbling upon a great show. We saw a Big Star tribute, which was pretty amazing.
With the one remaining member of Big Star, and then all the other people that like the Posies and all those. And members of REM up there on stage.
That was a highlight.
Then Tim Fight was awesome.
Oh yeah, Tim Fight. We discovered him there.
Anti.
He's a really how would you describe him?
One man band, insane genius.
You guys have an activism heading on your website.
Yeah.
What are some of the causes you support?
Oh, well, you know, there's a lot we used to support generally, but there's some that we've done a little actual support stuff for, such as there's an anti-bullying campaign last year that they used a song of ours in. We just did a Planned Parenthood benefit. Those are the two off the top of my head.
And it's you select those kinds of things on personal.
Yeah,
grounds.
I mean, sometimes we're just asked, you know, and we go, yes. So, and then... You know, it goes on the list.
What is the next song?
This is Rogue Highway. I'm not going to say any more than that, I guess. I had something fancy to say, but...
Not feeling fancy?
I was going to explain that there's clapping, but you're going to know that soon enough.
Okay.
Okay, everybody ready?
Tell you where to go. else has to go. And I'm wondering how you know.
Winter Pills perform with Rosary Beard as part of the Eclectic Performance Series at Steamer 10 Theater in Albany, New York on Friday, May 4th. Visit steamer10theater.org. That's steamer10theatre.org or winterpills.com for more information. Winterpills.com. We are out of time. Philip, Flora, Brian, thank you very much for coming in. This has been a real treat.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
And you're going, you have one more song. You'll play us out, please.
This is Sunspots.
Misplace you, did you face your fears? Did you wade across? Did the sunspots wreck your eyes, leave you blind from the neck down? I can see from the ruins of cities, bone-strewn roads stretching on for years, bearing ancient loads on creaking wheels of a song. I rose above the sound of your bitter voice. You think you've no choice but to breathe in the heat of the beehive, 'cause your pictures were lost on a hard drive. It's an aim and only height, scorched by the same old suns. You will lose this fight, fever the temples abandoned, once looted and now painted random blue. Did I misplace you? Did you face your fears? Did you wade across? Did the sunspots wreck your eyes? Sunspots wreck your eyes. Did the sunspots wreck your eyes?
Winter Pills are playing with Rosary Beard at Steamer 10 Theater in Albany on Friday, May 4th, as part of their eclectic performance series. The band's website, winterpills.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.